Hey, good morning. Scotty Woodson once again here on the EAB Ag Network, and I'm happy to talk to one of my favorite people. It's Dr. Jared Hartke, rice agronomist from the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture. Dr. Hartke, how are you today?
I'm doing well, just a little warm like everybody else.
I think we're all just a little bit warm. That's one of the things we're going to talk about. But I haven't had a chance to talk to you, actually, since the plantings report came out. Were you surprised about where we ended up for rice acreage in Arkansas?
I was a little surprised. I did not expect us to find an extra 50,000 acres of long grain rice out there. So I think that that caught the industry off guard kind of in general. I wasn't hearing that feeling from anyone. Potentially correct at 850 to down a little bit. That's kind of where I was. And So, yeah, a little surprised to put us at 900,000 acres, but certified acres back it up.
Still below a million, but not as bad as we originally thought. So there is a brightness, a silver lining to that cloud, but that cloud is not up in the sky right now because it's sunny and hot. What does that mean for rice right now as we're getting toward the end of the season here to have such hot and dry weather? What are our growers facing right now?
So that unforgiving big red ball is not doing us any favors. We are, from a rice standpoint, obviously still at the beginning stages of launching into harvest. That, you know, obviously getting started is at slightly different paces depending on where we are in the state. But starting to get going, we'll have a lot more rice ready in the next week to 10 days and see a lot more combine movement, but still plenty with the ways to go. So with this heat, we've missed some of the more concerning periods of pollination that this isn't occurring in, so we kind of get away from that potential hit. But now we're really staring at the tail end effects of when do we drain this crop, because, you know, the terms flash droughts have been thrown around over the past week or so, and so that moisture in the soil can disappear very quickly, meaning sudden plant death, sudden and rapid plant death, and from that, plants die rapidly. They begin to lose grain moisture extremely fast. Plants shut down and want to lodge from just they're dead, so caving in, potential shattering. So it's a really possible snowball effect on rice that's coming right up on ready for harvest that could really, really get away from us fast. Rice that's still in kind of the finishing stages, that we still have a little ways to go on irrigation to finish up, going to be very difficult to keep up, and there's a question mark on exact grain stage some of this is in, whether it will affect quality or not. If it's just far enough along, it won't affect the kind of the grain, the structure of the grain formation when we're talking about quality, that can kind of mess with it. So if just far enough along, it won't do that, but just early enough, it will. So question mark out there for some of those acres with some time to go. I will say that this heat wave is the last thing we needed. There was already a general lack of excitement surrounding rice harvest this year. And normally guys are chomping at the bit, just cannot wait to get in there and see what the rice did. And kind of the general ag attitude right now is carrying into harvest that nobody's too excited. It's more of the let's get this over with. Oh, that's wait, and now we get to do it in 100-plus degree temperatures, potentially record streak.
No, looking at the forecast from when this is airing right now through the early part of next week, it just doesn't look like we're going to get much relief. No rain in the forecast. Temperatures still well into the upper 90s to low 100s. So it's unfortunately going to stick with us for a while. Dr. Jared Hartke, rice agronomist, University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. Dr. Hartke, thanks for checking in with us today.
Thanks for having me again, Scotty.